149. Almost done. As the last psalm did, and the next one will, it starts with praise the Lord. Again, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. Dishonor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. And again, we see that this is a song based around praising Jehovah for what he's done covenantally and what he will do outside the covenant of grace to those who are outside the covenant of grace. Now, this psalm is often used to justify, I'm going to start right off with this bit, man-made hymns and using music in worship. Because here it says, sing a new song. And it says, sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. Well, it also says to dance. It also says to bring a sword. And so, you see, you can't really apply everything that we see in here as far as doing things in church. I haven't bound a king in church lately. So this isn't really being didictic as far as, and that means teaching children about what to do in worship to God. But sing to the Lord a new song and his praises in the assembly of saints. The idea, the thought here, is to be joyful before God and to sing to him for what he has done for you. And he has done much for his people. It says Israel, which means he wrestles with God, and that's another name used for the church. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker, which is Jehovah. The children of Zion, the land, the Holy Land, to be joyful in their King. You see, the King is Jesus, is Jehovah, not just David or whoever's on the throne in Jerusalem or Washington, D.C., for that matter. We praise him with all of our being, with our dancing, our music, our enjoyment, for the Lord Jehovah takes pleasure in his people and will beautify the humble with salvation. And here, we often have the imagery in the church, and especially in the Reformed and Presbyterian group, of Christians being a dour, sad people. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to rejoice in our Lord, to sing, dance, to laugh in our salvation. We're to be joyful in our glory. Let them sing loud in their beds. That's another thing. There's no beds here. So, can't do that either. Actually, we'd go upstairs. But. Let their high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Now, that's often interpreted nowadays in the New Testament, where we see the Bible spoken of as the sword of the Lord, to execute vengeance on the nations. Now, here's another thing when we look at modern Christian understanding. I want to put, well, drive a stake through the heart of another particular error. The people of God here are said to be having a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations, punishments on the people. People say that the civil law of Israel was only written for Israel. But here we see that the people of Israel, the people of God, were called to take vengeance for breaking God's law among the heathen nations as well. God's law was for all people because it reflects his character. It's not an arbitrary thing for Israel only. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. Kids, fetters are ties, chains. It's two ways of saying the same thing. For metal chains, we're not tying them up with rope or nylon or anything of that sort, but we're chaining them up, something that you can't get out of. To execute on them, and again, here's the God's word, the written judgment. Dishonor have all his saints. That doesn't mean we go out and take private vengeance. This is, obviously, if we're doing it to peoples and kings, this is a Christian government that's taking action upon those who violate God's law. And it ends with the same word, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We're to praise God for what he's given us, not to be sad about it. Praise him in all of our life. And so we'll sing then Psalm 149.